Good morning, everybody. It is 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 5th of September 2015, and I'm sitting in bed. I have slept the last three or four nights. I knew I was due a phase of sleeping because one day I slept from 2:30 in the afternoon till 9:30 at night, and when I get that crazy, it'll very soon switch to the nighttime shift, which it has, and I hope it stays like that. It won't stay like it forever, but I hope it can stay like that till the end of our holiday a week on Monday. So we're off on Monday. Not much has been happening around here. I had quite a busy day yesterday. I took Niall to the vets for his 6-monthly checkup, which was a little bit late, but he's fine. He also had to have a blood test for his epilepsy medication to make sure that it's still working properly and that his liver and kidneys are coping with the drug. And he also had his jab and his nails needed cutting because he doesn't get out as much as he really ought to. He was so good. We got there. Normally they don't put him up on the table because they just don't. And he's used to being on the floor. But I saw the lady, she's Australian, who is the practice owner. I haven't seen her for ages. And she and another woman that works there lifted him onto the table. So that was a strange experience. He looks absolutely huge on the table, you know, because he's so high up. He was quite happy. He was wagging his tail. And then they gave him his jab and that was fine. And they said, what lovely teeth he's got. Because last year, one of the vets I saw, who's left now, said that there was a bit of tartar on his teeth and to give him marrow bones. So which is that's what I've been doing ever since. Obi gets them from the butchers every couple of weeks. He gets him a couple and then I put one in the freezer. And then he has one and then a few weeks later I get him another one. He is due for more, but we won't be able to get them because we're going away. We can't take manky bones into a hotel room, really. Well, they're not manky, but you know what I mean. They're a bit gory. So she said, what lovely teeth he is. What a beautiful figure he's got. You know, lovely trim figure. And his body condition is excellent. His coat and everything. So that was good. She then proceeded to try and take blood for his blood test, and she said he was withholding the blood. I suppose he was tensed up, that's probably what it was. He was a bit tense because he was on the table, but he never stopped wagging his tail. Then she put the needle in, and a couple of times he cried out, and she said, can he have a treat? And I said, yes. Now, I don't know what treats they were. Normally, she has these little bits of liver that are like baked into tiny cubes. They're hard. She said, can he have a treat? And I said, oh, yeah, of course. But she gave it to him. Oh, he doesn't want it. Oh, I never, ever, ever, ever thought I'd see the day that Niall refused food unless he was on his last legs. He continued to refuse it for the next 5 or so minutes. He did finally eat it when he knew he was getting down off the table and he was being taken to be weighed. He was 31 kilograms. His maximum weight is 32.5, so he's absolutely bang on, really. I wouldn't like, you know, he's fine. He's absolutely fine. You can feel his spine a bit, but, you know, she's happy with his weight, and I am. And I got some flea treatment. I also bought some for Lammy, preventative stuff. And then I was going to the hairdressers, which is in the same parade of shops. And I felt a bit, it was so hot in the vets, I felt a little bit faint when I first went in there. But I was all right. And then it was sunny out. It was so warm. It was a really beautiful day. So we walked down to the hairdressers and I made Niall go slowly because I discovered a new way of doing it now. Instead of just saying steady, steady and all that. If I just put the lead in my right hand, I don't have to do anything. I just hold, like loop it over my fingers in my right hand. He automatically just slows. And he's good because he's not trying to rail against it. He's not a puller at all. I've got good tension. There's good tension on the handle. But it's not pulling. It's just that because he's now a faster dog than I'm a faster walker, due to the kidney failure. It is a bit of an effort for me to keep him slow, but I found when I put that lead in my right hand, the pace just dropped straight off. But he wasn't hesitating. He was going, and I just kept saying to him, "Go nicely for me, go nicely for me." He was so good, and we got to the hairdressers and had a nice gossip in there, like I always do, because I've been going to the same place for years, and the same people have worked in there for years. So the boss does my hair. That's a man. And then I had a cup of coffee while I was waiting, which is nice. It was instant coffee, but I think they put Coffee Mate in it or something, and it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. And then then the sun had gone in, and it was really quite cold, and it was very windy, and it rained a bit. I was going to get the bus to my mum's, but I've been having some real energy issues the last few days, more than normal, and I had a call from the hospital following my blood test last week to say I need to do some extra doses of my erythropoietin hormone, synthesized hormone injections. I did one on Thursday, but they don't normally kick in for about a week. She suggested I did one in a week's time, and I said, well, I can't really, because I'm at the hotel, and, well, we probably could. You can hire a fridge, like £10 a night, which I think is extortionate, but if it's to keep my injection in, then that's, I would do it, I suppose. What I'll do, I'll take it with me, and if, you know, there's a problem hiring the fridge, she said you can just do the injection that day. I'm not really keen on doing it like 4 days after the last one, for the simple reason that it's an injection that's designed for every 2 weeks. And then she said, do another one the day you get home. So that's like in 11 days, that would be 3 injections when I'm only supposed to do one. So not really keen on that, but I would like to do it a week. You know, I can do it a week early. I think that's fine if I just do it on Thursday, next Thursday. Anyway, that's by the by. I am going to do the extra doses because I think I actually need them. I was all right walking down the street, but I don't know. I think I'm quite anemic. I think my arms are aching a lot when I do things, simple things, and I've got a bit of not a racing heart, but like when I bend down and that, my heart's going boom, 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 which you shouldn't do, but it's because there's not some, when you're anemic, the red blood cells are less, and they're what carries the oxygen, so your heart's got to work harder because there's not as much oxygen. That doesn't mean to say I'll get out of breath. I don't, actually. Some people do with anemia. Touch wood, I never have so far. It's just my heart races a bit, and I just feel all right. I don't feel ill. I just feel my arms hurt. Just doing simple things like opening a cupboard door if it's above my head. That's not good. I've had it before lots of times. And once these injections kick in, it will go. But anyway, I was going to my mum's because I've got a couple of dresses that needed repairing that I wanted to take away with me. One of them, the hem, I'd stood on it and ripped it. I'm no good at sewing, I just admit it freely. I could sew something if it didn't matter what it looked like. I know how to sew, but... and another one needed taking up, it's too long. So I got a taxi there and I had lunch there. My sister was there, so that was quite nice. And then one of my mum's friends always comes around on a Friday and she takes her dogs out for a walk for her. And so we had lunch and just sat talking all afternoon, and that was quite nice. And I got home at 6 o'clock, got about 5:45, and then I had to do all the evening routines. I was quite tired, you know. Even being out of home, away from home, and not really doing much is tiring for me when I'm anemic. But I had a nice day, and Niall enjoyed it at my mum's. Well, actually, I don't think he did enjoy it because both her dogs went for him. Poor Niall. He doesn't do anything. He's just so innocent. Tomorrow I'll be getting a taxi down there with Lammy because my mum's looking after Toof for a week. I'm not really looking forward to parting with him. It's not nice. My poor little Toof. He doesn't know what's coming. He'll be all right. She's looked after him lots of times when I've been abroad and on holiday and stuff, where I didn't take him. I could take him on this holiday, but I feel it's a bit much because if we want to go anywhere, we can't take him in shops like we can Niall, and it's a worry, pardon me, with him being old and deaf. I wouldn't want to leave him in the room when I'm not there because, say, the cleaners come in or domestic staff or whatever and he gets out or something. That would be my terrible worry. And he might try coming looking for me and I might not even be there. I might be outside or in the dining room or whatever. It's too much of a worry. I can't do that. So, he's going to my mum's. And he'll be all right. He won't be liking it at first. And then Connor's gone to work today and I won't see him till I get back now because he's going over to his girlfriend's tonight. He's obviously got a day off tomorrow. He won't be back till Monday evening. And Obie and I are going out for breakfast in a little while. I'm going to go into town somewhere, probably to the Pato Lounge again. I've got some little voucher things they gave me last time, or the time before last. And then if I have a vegetarian breakfast, I can get a free filter coffee. And I know, you know, how much does a filter coffee cost? But at the end of the day, it all helps. And it's, you know, I might as well use it. There's some other ones. I've got three cocktails for the price of two, which I won't be using anytime soon. And another one for the tapas. I'm not sure that. There's four. I've got two packets and they've got four little cards in. And they're all the same. But I can't remember what the last one is. I took them when we went, met Claire and Paul, but I forgot about them. But the only one we could have really used it on then would have been the cocktails, and didn't really, I don't think, well, I suppose we could have all had a cocktail. Well, I wouldn't have had one, unless it was a vegetarian one then. I mean, a non-alcoholic one. Anyway, I'm going to go and drink my tea before it gets cold and get ready to go out, and hope I can find the energy to do it. But I've got a train journey on Monday, so I need to get kind of into the swing of it. My legs are a bit achy. It's the sides of my thighs. Again, I think it's the anemia issue. They're just a bit, I don't know, just a bit achy. Well, it's only when I go up and downstairs. It's not my joints or anything like that. I'm not that decrepit. It's just like the muscles, and that's one of the things that anemia does. It just makes you ache. I'm not seriously anemic, but enough to affect me. I know when I get like that. Because I was late taking my last injection. Instead of taking it on the Sunday, it was like 11 days late. So that is actually my own fault. I just forget. I keep thinking, oh, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. But the Thursday I started feeling really, you know, achy. And I said, no, I'm going to do it right now. So I did it. And then that afternoon, the head sister from the PD clinic rang me. And she said, some stuff about my blood results. They weren't actually brilliant. Some of the other ones weren't, but I said to her, that's because I had a stomach bug. A couple of days before I went to the hospital, I had a stomach bug and I didn't dialyse for 2 days, and that doesn't affect your results. It's just unfortunate it was the week I was going to the hospital. I think I had it on the Monday. I can't remember now. Or was it Tuesday? I think it was Monday. Like, it started, like, Monday evening, then I had it overnight, and then I was okay, but I still didn't feel right, so I didn't feel like dialysing, because my stomach felt like someone had kicked me in it. So I think I hadn't dialysed from Sunday, or Monday morning till Wednesday morning, something like that, anyway. I think that's the reason for my poor results. Because she said they were panicking a bit, thinking that my dialysis wasn't working. I said, well, I'm sure it is. It's just, you know, if you don't do it, then your results aren't going to be good. Because earlier in the year, when was it? It happened earlier in the year. The same thing happened and my results were bad. And then like when I had them done the following week, they were all back up again to normal. Well, it's not normal, but normal for me. It's far, far from normal. So, sure, it's just the same thing. Anyway, I'm going on about nothing, so I think I will clear off, but I thought I'd just come and say hello, because I haven't been on here much this week, not for any particular reason, I just haven't had anything to talk about, and I know that's quite rare, because usually I can talk about nothing, but I just really haven't had anything to talk about. Yeah? Just doing a quick audio boo. And drinking my tea. And then I'm going to get ready. I hope he's having his dinner from the night before. Because he didn't finish till 11:30 last night. So I don't know what time he got home. Because I was asleep, which is so rare. If anyone's, you know, because I'm normally awake all night. So if anyone comes and goes, I know about it. But it was really... because Niall barks when someone comes in, even if it's someone he knows, and I didn't even hear that. And so he didn't have his dinner last night. It was nothing exciting. It was just a big, big jacket potato done in the oven with a mixture of tuna, mayonnaise, mustard, black pepper, and red onion. That was it. He's having that now, but I think he'll still have some breakfast. He said he won't eat much, but I bet he does. But anyway, I don't know what time I laid down. I think it was about 11 o'clock. And no, 11:15 or something like that. Because I remember thinking, oh, well, he's not even finished work yet. And then I woke up suddenly and I put my hand out, and because I knew it must be quite late. I put my hand out and the bed was empty next to me. And I didn't know what time it was, so I got my phone and it said it's 1:16 a.m. And I really panicked. I thought, oh my God, he's not home. Has he had an accident? And I called his phone and it rang on the bedside locker the other side. He plugged it in to charge, so I knew he was home. So I called out to him. He was downstairs, because sometimes when he comes in, he doesn't want to go straight to bed. You know, you come home, he was just watching something on the TV. So, but he said he'd come up. He got his case down off the top of the wardrobe because he's already packed his. I haven't. And he'd ordered some clothes online, and he went to pick them up from M&S today, a pair of trousers and like a sweater sort of thing. And so he got his case down, he unzipped it, he tried his clothes on. He says, I was still asleep. I can't believe I slept through all that. Anyway, I did think I might not be able to get back to sleep again after that I woke up, but I did. And then I woke up in the night itching at some point, but I went back to sleep again. So that's really good, because sometimes I fall asleep for like an hour or half an hour when I first get into bed, and then I just wake up and I'm awake for the rest of the night. So at the moment, I'm quite happy with this sleeping at night phase, although I know from bitter experience that it won't last. But I'm just hoping it's going to last the holiday week, because sometimes it lasts like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's only been like 4 days now. I'm quite happy with it. It's lovely to sleep at night like everybody else. It may not sound much, but it makes such a difference to your life. Anyway, how long have I gone on for? Well, according to this, 0 seconds. Okay, audio boo, sort yourself out, and I'll speak to you all soon. 0 seconds of 1 hour. Pause record. Shut up.